This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Jurors will continue deliberating in the fraud trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. AP Sagar Magani has our report.
Manafort faces 18 felony counts, with prosecutors saying he hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to get loans. President Trump's offering public support for his former campaign chairman, calling him a very good person.
I think it's a very sad day for our country.
He spoke not long after jurors started their second day of deliberations outside of Washington. Judge T.S. Ellis III says he won't release their names after the trial's over, as some news organizations have asked, saying he fears for their safety and notes he's being protected by U.S. Marshals after receiving threats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House are ratcheting up. President Trump and John Brennan, the former CIA director, who Mr. Trump relieved of his security clearance. Mr. Trump says he has no regrets about stripping Brennan of that clearance.
Security clearances are very important to me, very, very important, and I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
By early Friday, at least 15 former senior intelligence officials had signed on to a statement criticizing what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearance. Mali opposition leader Soumaila Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last weekend's presidential runoff. He said that he is filing a complaint. Cisse says runoff results from his party show that he won the election with 51.75% of the vote. This is VOA News.